It's 1FM 91.3, and this is Angel from The Big Show, and I've got the company of Kenneth Goh, Editor-in-Chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, with me once again because it is Fabulous Friday. And Kenneth, today you'll be talking about one of my favorite topics, sustainability, but more importantly, how we can purchase more sustainably.
Yes, because everyone wants to look super fashionable and trendy, but how do you do it in a more sustainable, more eco way? And one of the first tests that you can actually do before you purchase anything is to do this 30 wears test. And it's basically a question where you ask yourself, will I wear this item of clothing for a minimum of 30 times? And don't be surprised by how many times you will actually say no. So aside from occasion wear, which, you know, if it's a wedding or if it's a christening or is a big occasion for someone's big do, you will have to make that purchase. Otherwise, if it's an item of clothing that you fall in love with, try to get something that, you know, you have more longevity. You'll wear it again and again. Versatile pieces are great because it can be styled in so many ways and you get a lot more out of it. Classics, of course, never age and, you know, they always remain like a perennial in your wardrobe. I would say I love prints. So how do you buy prints but yet keep it in trend and, you know, not just waste it? Keep it to one item of print, whether it's a blouse or it's a skirt, and mix in, you know, a solid top or bottom. Keeps it a lot more versatile. Sometimes if you wear head to toe in one print, it can immediately date the item. So be careful how you buy prints. I would say invest in block colors. A touch of print here and there helps to make your buys last longer and be more sustainable.
I love this 30 wears test, and I'm going to do that the next time I buy something.
And of course, you know, we should always be just more informed. There's a lot of information out there on the websites, you know, sometimes even on the swing tags of a lot of clothes to tell you where the item is from, how did it come about, where is it made, even the dye, you know, that they use. Find out about the items of clothing that you are about to buy. I'll start again.
Start with find out about the items.
Find out about the item of clothing that you're about to purchase, you know, where does it really come from? And, you know, do a little investigative work. Make sure you're buying with a brand that aligns with your values. And, you know, you'll also be able to teach other people how to buy more sustainably. And this might be your friends, your family, your loved ones. There's so many labels to choose from, even in stores, and they can be mass market stores. They do often have a section that's a lot more eco-conscious. So, you know, you can pop to those little areas and see whether there's something there that catches your fancy.
That's a great tip there. But I also have to warn people about greenwashing, where companies are claiming that they stick with certain eco philosophies, practices, if I can say. Yeah, practices, and they don't. So be very informed about everything before you buy it. What else do you have for us, Kenneth?
Well, it's really to change your attitude to shopping. And this has become very, very popular of late, which is vintage shopping. That's a great way, you know, to shop, you know, in a more eco way and recycle, upcycle. And there's really, you're actually helping to produce zero waste because it's been pre-loved. I love Vestiaire Collective. It's a great place to buy, you know, pre-loved vintage wear as well as Fifth Collection in Singapore that also have a great selection in Singapore. And, you know, you can go to a clothes swap at Fashion Pulpit. There are lots of different ways that you can sort of purchase vintage wear in Singapore because we don't actually have a lot of brick and mortar stores, mm-hmm. but we do have access to e-commerce nowadays.
Fantastic tips there, Kenneth. I can't wait to hear what you have next. Stay with us on The Big Show to continue with Fabulous Friday as we talk about how to purchase sustainably.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3, it's The Big Show and you have me, Angel, with Kenneth Goh, Editor-in-Chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore as we talk about how to purchase more sustainably. And now, Kenneth, earlier you walked us through the 30 wears test, as well as how to be more informed and also changing our attitude towards shopping in terms of getting involved with the circular economy, buying from vintage stores or pre-loved websites. And what other tips do you have for us to be more sustainable?
Well, something that's so simple is really look after your clothes so that they last longer. You know, if you're going to buy something from a higher quality item from a designer store, make sure that you look at the washing instructions, follow them, and your clothes will last a lot longer and keep a lot better. You know, a lot of stores, they always just slap on a dry clean tag, and dry cleaning is actually, the whole process is very not very sustainable, because there's a lot of chemicals used, and you know, for one item of clothing to go through that whole process, it's just not very green. So actually I found out that a lot of stores do say that you dry clean maybe the first 2 to 3 washes, and then after that you can hand wash it.
Oh,
so
right.
Look at the item and make sure that it's an item that you can hand wash. You know, it's not kind of like plasticated or coated. That's very hard to hand wash. Like things, simple things like cashmere, if you're getting, get a good cashmere wash, and you can get them from specialty stores. You know, they sell special washes for cashmere. When you wash your denim, wash it inside out so it doesn't fade as much. And leather, you know, make sure there's a dehumidifier in your room. Maybe you have a little cabinet or a cupboard. You put a dehumidifier in there, put your leather goods in there, and that keeps it mold-free. And always give it a good buff and shine, and to make sure that before you wear it, you know, you give it a little rub down so it sort of looks better and it lasts longer. So these are very, very simple kind of tips to keep your clothes looking and lasting longer.
So remember to love your clothes.
Always love your clothes. And, you know, never stop yourself from going to a good tailor to repair clothing. You know, during this lockdown, a lot of people have put on a lot of weight. Some people have, you know, lost a lot of weight. So, you know, your tailor is actually, your seamstress is actually going to be your best friend. Find a good alteration guy or girl to help you, you know, bring in or take out your clothes so you get more love out of them. You know, if it's a little tear or it's a little mark, you know, get it repaired so that you can find that you can love it again. I know I'm a stickler for things like tears and frayed edges, and I tend to like not touch it. So instead of leaving it unloved, you know, get it repaired and you'll find new love for it again.
Yeah, what I've done with some clothes that have torn is I've actually taken it to a seamstress and tried to come up with an idea for how I can continue using it. So I had a dress that had sleeves, and it was a like a cocktail dress, full zip down the front, and it had sleeves. It was a very, very thin chiffon material. So one day I just like kind of outstretched my arms a little bit too quickly, and the seam on the arm opened up. So what I did was I went to the seamstress and she helped me take the sleeves off completely. So now I have a sleeveless dress of the same design, just without the sleeves. So there are so many things that you can do to an outfit to change the entire look as well. If you're tired of it, or if it's damaged, or if it's got a stain on it, there are so many things that you can do to repurpose it.
Yeah, it's a great way to kind of shop your closet.
Yes,
right?
Totally agree. Well, always fun to have you on, Kenneth Goh, Editor-in-Chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore. You've been listening to Fabulous Friday here on The Big Show with me, Angel, on 1FM 91.3.